When you go for a walk, do you take time to listen to what's going on around you? Veronica Salinas thinks you should. For this month's Artworks, she took Torn Anderson on a sound walk in Chase County.
It's a hot summer day in the Kansas Flint Hills. You can hear the occasional car from Route 177, the Flint Hills Scenic Byway, but otherwise we're surrounded by the sounds of nature. Veronica Salinas is leading a group on a sound walk, a hike that is as much a sensory exploration as it is exercise. We walk through the countryside toward the Southwind Trail.
But I feel like sound walks are mostly about paying attention to the environment and really kind of getting a sort of meditative state into listening with the environment.
Like many of us, Salinas took up long walks during the pandemic.
However, my work in the past 2 years post-pandemic has been about connection as a way to understand our environment through work with sound walks and acoustic ecology, as well as through deep listening as a social practice.
We pass through a gate as our group congregates next to the tall grass with a walking path cut through. We can already hear plenty of crickets and cicadas as Salinas leads us in an exercise to get our bodies ready to receive sound.
You know, we'll start inward. We'll listen to the sounds of the self, the breath, but then we'll go outward and listen to the sounds of the prairie. So if you can, with your right hand, go ahead and tap your left shoulder. It's a tapping exercise.
The group consists of retirement-age artists, a father and his 4-year-old son, and a City Arts employee, faithfully following instructions.
Now that we have the body kind of ready for receiving sound, let's work on the ears.
At this point, sounds of the prairie really start to sink in. The details become more exposed. The dominance of cicada hiss gives way to the nuance of blades of tallgrass moving with the wind. I can even hear the faint ripple of a nearby creek.
We're going to take another breath, but on the exhalation out, try to make your breath become audible. So inhale, exhale. Do you feel like you're a little more opened up to sound? Yeah? Okay, awesome. All right. Well, now we'll get started with our walk. I promise there's walking involved.
The walk lasts about 90 minutes and includes some group activities like experimental breathing. The Tallgrass Artist Residency Program offers unique experiences with artists from all over. Kelly Yarbrough, who founded the residency, explains the purpose of having an artist lead these groups.
So this is like a slice of maybe what they might be interested in or doing on their own time. And so I think to give people a chance to experience maybe a place they know or maybe a place that's new to them in a totally different way is valuable.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
Torin Anderson explores the local art scene every first Friday. You can read more about his sound walk at KMUW.org.